What would you call someone that always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You might say he's mighty what?
I'd call that a nice person. I'd call him a nice person. I didn't believe he'd ever get mad.
What do you call somebody that, you know, maybe stumbles around and maybe he reaches for something at the table and knocks a glass of milk over, maybe starts out somewhere and falls down the steps? What would you call somebody like that?
I would call that a baby.
But say it is a grown-up person, or maybe a teenager, what would you call them if they, you know, just things didn't seem to turn out quite right for them? They'd knock things over or stumble over things without meaning to.
Well, I would call that some person that don't care for anything. He don't care what he do.
What would you say if someone keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You say he's a plain what?
He's a kind of unruly boy. And don't want to listen to nobody.
What do you call somebody that just holds on to every cent they have and never wants to spend any money?
I call that a stingy person.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
You use the word common about a person? Well, the way I can see that, and the way I can look at it, that's an old word to call common about a person. That's an old word they've been using ever since it's been a word.
What does it usually mean when we use it?
What do you use it?
How do we usually use it when we're talking about common?
Well,
common.
You just said, well, that's a common person. Anything, he's not hard to suit on anything you put on him or put on his back or give him to eat. Anything suited.
Right. If there's an older person that's still real strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite what?
He's still quite a man.
Suppose there's an older lady that maybe somebody would say, well, she acts like she's 16 years old. For her age, she's what?
Her age is about 70 or 80.
What would you say about an older person, maybe in his 80s, that does his farm work and doesn't seem to get tired? You might say, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty what?
He's still a mighty good worker. His age don't seem to hurt him.
If someone's children are out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little, what?
A little funny about them.
Would you sometimes say uneasy?
Yeah, sometimes I say uneasy. Sitting maybe out on the porch looking for them. Every minute, every time I hear something, I think it's them. Until they come in, then I say, you might be late coming in. I've been uneasy about you.
Suppose some little child says, I don't want to go back in another room, maybe in the dark. You send them in at night to get something for you. They say, I don't want to go in there. I'm what?
Well, I don't want to go in there because it's dark in there.
And what would a little child maybe say? I'm what?
I'm scared.
What do you say about a person who gets afraid easily? You say he's kind of what?
He's kind of scary.
Okay.